The vote was yesterday, the California Energy Commission saying yes to mandating solar panels on new homes in California. Albert Lundeen, Deputy Director for Strategic Planning and Media of the Energy Commission, is here. And good morning to you, Albert. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Pat. Nice to be part of your program.
Yes, indeed. It was an non-surprising vote, I suppose, from the commission yesterday, voting to go ahead with the mandatory solar panels.
I think this move has been telegraphed for a decade or more. Solar and energy efficiency is part of the long-term policy goals of California. And in this case, it's a real win-win for Californians. Not only are we going to save money on our utility bills that exceeds the cost of the new solar systems, but in our larger picture of policy, we're going to reduce our carbon footprint and improve the air quality of homes.
And, of course, the folks on the other side of this issue say an extra $30,000 in the purchase price of a brand new home. That's too much. How is California going to become any more affordable as a result of this?
Well, there's extraordinary support for these regulations, including the California Building Industry Association. And when you look at the increased cost, it is more than offset by the utility bill savings. It's a 2-to-1 savings. So the estimate
is... How many years does it take to get to that point, Albert?
So for the typical scenario, it's a savings from day one. For the typical person that has a mortgage on a home, it's going to increase that mortgage cost $40 a month. But your utility bill will be reduced by $80. So it's a 2-to-1 return on the investment.
Yes, and when you consider, too, that, the median home price in Sonoma County is over $600,000 at this point, and when you look at a price that big and you add $30,000 to it, it doesn't make much of a dent, does it?
Well, Pat, it certainly makes a big dent on the utility savings.
Yeah.
And it's going to be more, it's going to more than offset that increased cost. Keep in mind that any energy efficiency regulations that California implements must not only be technically feasible, but must be cost-effective. So part of the process and the long public dialogue that's been going on this issue is, would these changes, the requirement of solar, deliver more savings for consumers? And for the typical person that's going to have a increase in their mortgage payment, they will receive more savings in that monthly utility bill than that increase.
And what about the environmental impact that this move could make?
They're significant in that the standards help reduce greenhouse gas emissions across the state and improve air quality in the homes. The reduction of greenhouse gas emissions is equivalent more than 115,000 fossil fuel cars. So it's another step for California in the direction that we have been headed in for some time.
And, of course, this is particularly pertinent to us, Albert, here in Sonoma County, where we have about 6,000 homes to rebuild after the wildfires. And certainly, you know, that project is just at the very, very beginning stages.
Yeah.
So when 2020 rolls around, there still will be thousands of new homes needed here in our county. And I imagine this will, they will certainly include solar panels.
Well, California will build about 80 to 100,000 homes a year. Currently, just 15,000 of those include solar.
Wow.
So we're going to have a change from that perspective. And, you know, as I begin, I think it's a win-win for homeowners. Not only will their monthly costs go down, but they're going to reduce their carbon footprint.
And what about the
effect on... So it's a win for the wallet, and it's a win for their health.
What about the effect on utility companies? You just got me curious about, in terms of what we are able to generate on our own versus what we normally pay people like PG&E for.
Yeah, utilities were supportive of the regulations as well, but you bring up a great issue that's broader, and that is, how do you mix that energy from home with the larger grid? So under these standards, you're going to reduce your reliance on the grid by about 50%. but you're going to generate much of that energy from your solar panels. And the regulations offer flexibility and encourage the use of, for instance, batteries, so you could soak up that cheap energy during the day from the sun and then use it in the evening when you come home to run your air conditioner.
Yes, thank you. Meals. We would enjoy doing that.
Yep, absolutely.
And what's the next step before this thing has the final stamp of approval on it?
Well, it goes to another commission, the Energy Standards Commission, but essentially they go into effect January 1 of 2020.
All right, and off we go. Albert, thanks so much for being here. It's certainly a pertinent issue for all Californians, and as I said, especially here in Sonoma County, where rebuilding is going to be at the top of our minds and the top of our lists over the next several years. Thanks for being here, Albert.
Pleasure to join you.
That is Albert Lundeen. He is the Deputy Director for Strategic Planning and Media with the California Energy Commission.